Alexa, could you play the Learn, Develop, Live podcast?
Here's motivation and inspiration from Learn, Develop, Live with Chris Jaggs from TuneIn.
From London, England, where the Queen lives.
Recorded live from an underground bunker and packaged into an MP3 with a pretty little picture. Helping to kickstart your day with the motivation and inspiration you need. 365 days a year. This is the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. And this is your host, Chris Jaggs.
Good morning.
My name is Chris Jaggs, and this is the weekly episode of the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. How are you doing today as we start another week full of opportunities and to go and make something big for yourself? Hello, Monday. After the content-packed week we had to celebrate the big 50 of the weekly podcast, and of course the 1 year birthday of the podcast, I hope you had time to catch up. This week, let's talk about a subject that people take in all different ways, criticism. Some people welcome it, some people just look at it as a negative, and other people just love to continually give it no matter how well you're doing for yourself. Before we dive in, let's have a drop and let's get ourselves going.
You've got the idea.
That's a great idea.
You've got the plan.
What's your plan?
Now let's make it happen. This is the Learn, Develop, Live podcast.
And we are back in the room. So let's talk about criticism. The world is not kind to the modern self-esteem. It only takes one ill-received piece of feedback at work or a sassy comment to completely derail your day. You can hear a million incredible things about yourself, but all it takes is just one bad thing just to eliminate them all out. It can take a lot of time and energy to convince yourself that you are indeed awesome. And you are. So how do we avoid letting people infiltrate that awesomeness with a flying elbow drop off the top rope and hurting your self-worth? And how do we use it to make ourselves better? Being alive in 2020 means getting hit by wave after wave of criticism, both online and offline. As anyone has ever left themselves at the mercy of a YouTube comment section or a Twitter pylon, you'll be able to testify to that. We are sadly in the snowflake era, where the slightest comment or action just seems to offend millions. However, people that criticise are essential. Both personal and professional success depend on being able to take criticism in your stride. The ability to hear and truly listen to people's opinions, even when they're negative, they improve relationships, academic performance, and negotiating abilities. Plus, if you can learn to put aside your ego and use even a harsh criticism to get better, you'll have a powerful tool that can propel you forward personally and professionally. Criticism is a term for judgment or evaluation, good or bad. It pops up everywhere. Maybe you've had to save someone for wearing Crocs while you're on holiday, or text on their ex, you know, when you had a little bit too much to drink. Or maybe we were the ones committing those things, the silly things. Anytime someone gives you criticism, they're evaluating you against specific standards, whether it's their own or those of an organisation such as a place of work. Many students and employees associate the word criticism exclusively with negative feedback, which is not the case. As I said before, this is also the same when people think of the word coaching. Now, there are lots of reasons people offer criticism. Negative motivations for criticism might include feeling jealous or insecure in a romantic or family relationship, such as a father criticizing his kids for never calling home, or vice versa. Others may criticize you out of sheer resentment. Have you ever been on social media? Yeah, that. And while the word criticism may seem more frequent use when discussing negative evaluations, not all criticism comes with bad intentions, even when it highlights mistakes and failures. That's because people give certain kinds of criticism to help. This is known as constructive criticism. To be constructive, there are a few requirements that the negative feedback should follow, or maybe at least try. It's compassionate. People should give criticism in a way that indicates they care for the person, and it should come from someone that the person respects. Or it's specific. Criticism should target the appropriate elements of the person's performance and, of course, offer guidance for improvement. Or maybe it's a match. Criticism should align with the person's emotions and motivation. You can use that list in a way as to determine if a critic is trying to help you or harm you, and it should be pretty easy to work out. So how do you handle criticism? Once you realise that no one's gunning for you with their opinion, there are ways to diffuse and use other people's feedback to help you. You can start by listening honestly for a critic's intention. Many people get defensive at the mere possibility of negative feedback, but no one's perfect. It's okay to think about your strengths and weaknesses. When you're about to receive either type of feedback, you should try and approach the situation with an open mind, you know, so you can try and understand the difference. When it comes to deciding if feedback is constructive or destructive, think about whether feedback is coming from someone who cares about you, references as an area you want to improve in, or specifically how you can get better. If you made dinner for your better half and they say it was terrible without saying why, maybe they're just nitpicking. And you know, well, they can make their own damn dinner next time. Some people criticise others to cement a never-ending power trip. You'll usually be able to recognise this if the criticism is completely baseless. For example, a manager criticising your stats without having calculated them. Or perhaps the feedback is followed by something demeaning, or along the lines of, because I said so. That's a huge red flag, and that's one you should try and swerve away from. But, however, your reaction to criticism should vary depending on its intention. It's important to take stock of the people in your life who really want the best for you. If they do, then criticism should be a dialogue. If you prefer a different style of communication, let someone know. If they push you back, you might find that they want to be the judge, jury, and executioner without even attempting a legal degree. If they alter their approach to match how you wish to develop, it's a sure sign that they're hashtag team you. You should look to how you can make plans to act on constructive criticism. If someone's giving you feedback with a genuine view to help you improve, and they're really keen on doing so, action is the key. Find out how you learn and keep a record of criticism within your profession or your field of interest. You're receiving cheat codes for self-improvements, and you won't lose any points for that. One of my favourite things to do with criticism is to silence the critics. With the criticism you receive that is actually constructive, a simple thank you to acknowledge it, you know, looking to possibly implement it is more than enough, but it's the trolls out there. That's where you've got to be slightly different. The aim they have is to make themselves feel better by belittling someone else. It's a sad but true story. The reaction they expect is some fight back to show their words of evil have had some sort of effect. And of course, this makes them feel better about themselves. Now, how I approach trolls like this is simply, just don't react. If you fight back, they'll fight back again. Now, I'm not saying forget about this evil, but what you do with the bad stuff, you use it as fuel. Use the bad stuff to fuel you, to help motivate you, to help push you forward like an extra boost. Some of the greatest sports stars love the boos and the abuse they receive from the opposition's fans. Why? Well, if that person wasn't doing great things against the opposing team, those fans just would not be booing them. My biggest piece of criticism I received was over a dinner table, and to be honest, at the time, I didn't actually know I'd received it as I hadn't heard it. But at the very beginning, when I had the idea of moving into coaching, I was told along the lines of, why are you doing that? You're just dreaming. Now, my problem here is, I always had an argument ready in my head for the question of why, and I'm gutted I didn't get to use it, but instead, I use it as fuel for the fire. Not just for the wooden log for an open fire, but actual petrol. Yeah, let's get that fire roaring. The short story is just where I am right now. And of course, being officially accredited and a certified to coach people. Boom! So to sum up, remember that criticism is just another form of communication. People can either care and be constructive or just be damn well rude and be a troll. There is a difference. It's like good versus evil. Feedback can help make you stronger. Use the information you've gained to change your performance, service, exhibition, event, whatever it is you've got going on right now. It forces you to think about how you work. Constructive criticism can guide you away from bad practices and towards the good ones. Try to be objective and look at what you're providing as though it's not yours. Don't take it personally. Don't take it personally if someone doesn't immediately like your work. Even if you feel like you're being criticised unfairly, don't retaliate. Don't retaliate with that knee-jerk reaction, or else you could possibly damage your prospect of working with that client or audience, and you can even harm your reputation as well. So that brings us to an end for the episode, and I hope you're now best prepared for the world of criticism. There's plenty of it out there waiting for you, sadly. As always, if you'd like to talk some more about this, you are welcome to come and book yourself your free 30-minute LDL power call, and we can get you moving in the right direction. Oh, and don't forget, the half-price coaching sale is still running until the 25th of October. And maybe you've just found this episode and it's actually, I don't know, April 2021. I don't really want you to miss out. So if you book your free 30-minute call, mention the text coaching sale and that will give you a 50% off. Ooh. Now, as for right now, I hope you have a fantastic week and I will see you in the next one.
Goodbye.
What? It's over already?
All over.
Thank you for listening to the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. I hope you feel as warm, motivated, and fuzzy inside as I do. You can connect with Chris at LearnDevelopLive.com or on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
I won't say goodbye. I'll just say until we meet again.
Until next time, join the motivation.